The following is an interview with Denny Ouellette with Teamsters Local 106, the union representing 97 school bus drivers for Autobus LaSalle in the Pontiac region, who are on strike as of May 1st. The interview took place on the picket line in Shawville on Monday morning.
And could you explain a little bit about what led up to what's going on here today?
Yes, we were like in negotiation with Sogesco, who owns Autobus LaSalle and many other divisions. And we're in negotiation until the beginning of the month of April. And on the last day of negotiation, the employer gave us his final offer for the salary and the duration of the collective agreement. And we went in assembly with all the school bus driver on April the 12th to present the employer's offer, and it was rejected almost unanimously. And then we send the result to the employer, and we've asked them three times to come back to the bargaining table to come to an agreement before the strike that was announced on May 1st, today, and there was no answer on behalf of the company. The only response I've got is message received, nothing else. And the last time I contacted Sogesco to come back to the bargaining table is last Tuesday, and there was no answer on their behalf.
So from basically the beginning of April, April 12th-ish, there's been nothing?
Nothing. No answer from the company.
Okay. Yeah. And what are you guys, what are some of the points of contention here that you're asking for?
Well, everything that is regarding the procedure in the collective agreement is done. What is not working is the salary and the duration of the collective agreement. So, the government put a lot of money because all the school bus companies were in negotiation with the government last summer to get more money, and they've got more money, but they are not willing to share it with the driver. So they're keeping a big part of that money for them. So it's unacceptable for us because, to be a school bus driver is to work split shift, 20 hours a week, only 182 days a year. So when you earn let's say between $20 and $23 an hour, if you work only 20 hours a week, it's not enough to make a living. And with the school bus driver shortage, if we don't improve those working conditions, if you look around here, those people who are eligible for retirement, when they're going to leave, who's going to be there to replace them? The answer now is no one, because no one wants to do that job in those conditions. So we need to improve those working conditions to assure the continuity of the school bus transportation, or else I don't know how the parents will do it to bring their kids to school if there is no more or not enough school bus driver.
No. And do you know how many bus drivers you represent here in the Pontiac area?
Yeah, but I represent only the driver of Autobus LaSalle, so I don't know about all the other. But Autobus LaSalle has 97 drivers here in the Pontiac area. And I also represent the driver from Bigra Transport in Gatineau, who are also owned by Sogesco, the same company as here. And they are on strike as well today. And in Bigra Transport, it's also 97 driver. So in total, it's almost 200 drivers who are on strike today.
Hmm. Yeah. And so you guys are going to be here every day until?
Until we go back to the bargaining table and we come to an agreement with the company. Hmm. So we're going to be here. There's no more transportation until we come to a new agreement with the company. Yeah.
Which I guess is hard to
predict because they're not talking to us. So I don't know.